The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Time once again for the All-State Kid of the Week. Remember, you can nominate a Kid of the Week, and you should. Kids doing great things, kids you think we should know about, kids you may know, kids you may not know, but you don't want us to miss out on. Nominate a kid for All-State Kid of the Week. Could be featured here on the program. Win good stuff. We're giving away these Amazon gift cards, Lou Malnati's Pizza. Go to WGNradio.com/contest and submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday at this time for the All-State Kid of the Week. Are you ready to meet to this week's Kid of the Week?
Let's do it.
Let's go to the phone now where Ivan's standing by. Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. Ivan Deckert?
Yes.
And Ivan, you go to Glenbard South?
Yes.
And when we got the solicitation on why you should be Kid of the Week, you're participating in youth groups, you volunteer for junior high kids and middle school kids, and spend your time in a positive way to influence other youth. All right, Ivan, sell me on you. What are you doing for kids?
Yeah, pretty much just that. Like, if I have free time or something, if there's someone who wants to do something, I'll go and do stuff with them. Or, like, if there's a kid who has problems or something, I'll just talk to them or, like, you know, just give up my time for them.
So you're a mentor and a good listener?
Yes.
All right, Andrea, you're a witness.
All right, I want to know what it's like being a mentor. I mean, kids now are looking up to you
Did you have a mentor in middle school?
Yeah, I think I had a couple in high school.
You had a mentor? You were the mentee, they were the mentor.
I think we did have a couple, yeah.
Okay.
Not like Ivan.
The people that talk to Ivan, they're going to remember him their whole life. You don't remember your mentor's name.
Yeah, I can. But I'm a lot older than Ivan, though, so he's got to cut me some slack. But what's it like being the mentor to others now?
Honestly, it kind of feels good. Like, there's someone who can, like, they can trust and talk to, and then, like, obviously, it's hard because there's some things that, like, they go through and talk to you. But at the same time, it's just, like, you're there for them and you make them feel, like, you make them feel like there's someone out there for you.
Sure.
And so it just makes them, like, it makes my day when it makes them happy.
If a kid comes to you, a younger kid comes to you, and there's something serious going on that you think a teacher or their parents should be told about, what do you do then?
I would probably go to someone close. So I'd probably start with, like, a teacher, if it's, like, school-related, but if it's, like, out of school, I'd probably talk to, like, their parents or something.
Right, right. And try to encourage the kid to go with you, that type of thing, maybe, unless it was something the kid shouldn't be involved in, I guess. I mean, you're the mentor. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, Ivan. I don't know what I'm talking about. Where do you find these kids? I mean, these are just groups that you volunteer for?
Yeah.
Okay. And you hear about them in social media or what?
I mean, like, I don't know, it just depends on what, like, there's been multiple times when, like, it'll just be, like, I'll be, like, talking to them, and then they'll just, like, start coming out and stuff. So it's just, like, it just depends on where I am
just
or what I'm
friend.
Doing.
Yeah. Being a friend.
Yeah. And it
being
could be
an
anything.
Older kid, a friend, and a listener.
And it could be anything, right? Playing video games, maybe doing some shopping, whatever, hanging out.
Hanging out and talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ivan's much of a shopper. Ivan, are you a shopper?
Oh, I love shopping.
Oh, you do?
See?
Okay.
There you go.
Should have been here, Ivan. I would have given you money. Ivan Deckert, now you're a junior or senior?
Junior.
Oh, it's your big year. How are your grades?
A lot better than the past 2 years, so that's good.
You got to crank it out this year, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This is the year. And when do you take your tests?
I think it's in April.
And most of it's SAT now, right? Not so much ACT?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I got on my SAT? A million.
No, you didn't.
Got a million on both. I got a million on English and a million on math. I didn't get a million?
Okay, Sean Spicer.
I didn't get a million?
No, I don't think so.
I think I got six. Did I get six?
You might have gotten six. That sounds more in line.
That's how you get into show business. Where do you want to go to college? Any idea?
No, not yet.
Yeah, we don't have to pick yet. And what do you think you want to do with your life?
Right now I'm looking at special education to work with kids who have, like, mental disabilities.
Well, that's great. You know, my daughter works with kids with autism every day, and it's incredibly rewarding. Takes a lot of patience, dude, but it sounds like you have that.
Yeah.
All right, Ivan, nice to meet you. Hold the line. We have Kid of the Week stuff for you. As previously mentioned, let's get him some pizza. Lou Malnati's Pizza. Let's get him an Amazon gift card, and let's remind you to nominate a Kid of the Week for the All-State Kid of the Week. a kid between 9 and 18. Again, you can simply do that by going to the WGNRadio.com website and go WGNRadio.com/contest to submit an entry. Dave, did you have a mentor? Was it Abraham Lincoln?
Well, no, I never really was fortunate enough to meet him, Steve.
Well, you lived in Washington. That's why I wondered.
Yes.
Did you have a mentor when you were a kid? Did you have someone? I'd say, because I don't know that I did.
I'm not sure I did.
I mean, coaches. You know, coaches. You could talk to coaches.
Yeah.
But in the era that you and I grew up, when you talked to coaches, they'd go, "You done now? All right, quit being a baby. Get back out there."
Yeah, we had teachers.
Yeah, teachers.
And counselors and, you know, guidance counselors.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Malcolm Head. Mr. Head.
Really?
Yeah, God bless him. I can't imagine he's still with us. This is a guidance counselor in high school who was there for me. He listened to me. A fabulous guy.
I had, and you know what?
And an old hippie.
My two counselors, Mrs. Bibzak and Mrs. Magnuson, still listen to this show every day.
God bless them.
Every day. She'll text me on certain things. She usually agrees with pretty much everything you say, too, which is
God bless
her a cool mentor. Yeah.
But Mr. Head was my guy. You know, always there for me. And like I said, an old hippie. So, you know, it was just, I don't know what he was doing in his personal time, but he was great with me.